Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at mental health and what we can do about it with Robin Reedy and Ginger Paulson. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burke-Bigler and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to talk about mental illness for the next couple of segments. And then we have an amazing pundit panel that you won't want to miss coming up. That includes Howard Rosenberg and Marsha Burke-Bigler. But right now we have Robin Reedy, who's president, and Ginger Paulson, who's executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Health, the Nevada part of this. And you just came back from a conference where you guys just won a leadership award. Tell us about this.
Well, NAMI Western Nevada, we attended the annual conference in San Francisco, and we were told before the conference that we had won Affiliate of the Year. And I'm not sure I recognized how big a deal that was until I had to get up in front of 2,000 people and accept it. Out of 900 affiliates, over 900 affiliates in our nation, in our first year of existence, NAMI Western Nevada won Affiliate of the Year. So that's getting the word out, connecting with the legislators, and holding the classes that we provide. And it was very, very exciting. I'm not sure anyone in their first year has won that.
Tell us exactly what NAMI does. And you've only been on board for a couple of weeks, so
I have.
We're going to give you a lot of leeway here, Ginger.
Yeah, baptism by fire here. NAMI stands for the National Alliance for Mental Illness, just so you know. And I'm the executive director for NAMI Nevada, which is the state organization. And from the state organization, we have three affiliates. We have the Reno affiliate. We have the Western Nevada, which includes Carson City and the rurals, and we also have Las Vegas. And it's the nation's largest grassroots organization dedicated to building better lives for the Americans that have mental illness. And it was originally started back in 1979 around a coffee table with some families that were concerned for their loved ones who had mental illness.
And you've had personal experience with this. This is not something that you're just coming out, to out of the blue. Your daughter was involved with heroin at one point.
Yes,
correct. And sadly, you lost her.
I did.
Tell us about how that, because people don't, I think, associate drug use with mental illness.
That's correct. And sadly, we don't have a definitive that she was a dual diagnosis. We never got to that level. But we were circling around the perhaps having a bipolar disorder. And a lot of people with mental illness, they self-medicate. And a lot of young people who were having their first exacerbation of the illness turn to drugs to self-medicate because they don't know what's going on. And they, you know, it's hard for them to communicate. And so I am so pleased to be a part of this organization now because mental health, 1 in 5 Americans is affected by mental health issues. And it is a part of the body, and it's nothing to have a stigma about. It's part of everyday life, and it's in the news every day, someone that has a breakdown or has a problem with it, and everyone in every family has someone that has that is affected by this illness.
When you look at mental, or at least when I look at mental illness, it just seems to, and we've talked about this before on the program, such a broad area. There are so many different levels of mental illness that it's almost hard to get your arms around.
It is hard to get your arms around, and we're still faced with old thinking in that you can, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get over it, and that's like telling someone with cancer, get over it, you know, don't worry about it, you know. But there's a lot of hope out there too. I mean, there's a lot more new treatments, new understandings of how the brain works, so there's a lot of recovery. I come to this because my mother was mentally ill. So I was raised in an environment that was very chaotic. We were also in the military, so chaos in the military is not very accepted. So I really have learned how that silence actually insulates a family from getting any help. So talking about it, doing these kind of shows and educating people, and that's what the Alliance does. We educate people so that families can understand how to deal with it, so that people who are afflicted with it can get help and speak openly about it.
And that seems to be something that you know, really doesn't happen as much as one would hope, because there is a stigma to it.
There is. And you know, I come from a county that we really do feel like you can be self-sufficient and work at getting better. But it's not that kind of intention. You know, I spent a lot of years not really liking my mother. I spent many years after that forgiving my mother. And now I've come to a point of she was ill. What is there really even to forgive? She couldn't help the behaviors she had. And that's where everyone needs to get to.
Your thoughts on that?
Exactly. I also have another family member with mental illness, and it's very chaotic. And, you know, back in the day, many years ago, there was not a lot of help, and there wasn't perhaps the support groups that we have now. And I would just like to say that NAMI here in Nevada offers 7 free programs for families and individuals wanting to learn more about mental illness, and we have support groups. We have programs that go into the community and speak to other community groups to inform them. There is a lot out there for our community, but we're just getting started, and that's why we're here today, is to let people know there's hope. And I wanted to just iterate that last week in the Reno Gazette Journal, their editorial board wrote a wonderful editorial about what's going on in mental health here in the Reno area. And it's time that we take a look at it and take away the shame from the people. It happens in every family. It's 1 in 5. It's 1 in 5. And we need to be compassionate, and we need to be caring, and we need to be able to see that what is happening in the brain is not unlike a heart or cancer or your lungs. It's just another organ, and we need to be compassionate with those folks.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking about mental illness with Robin Reedy and Ginger Paulson, both with NAMI Nevada. I wanted to bring up something with you, Robin, that is obviously a big topic in the news, and I find kind of fascinating. Which is this whole lone wolf syndrome of people who are associating themselves with ISIS. Do you regard, Americans who are being converted to this as in some way suffering from mental illness?
I think in some cases that's probably the case, but just like anything else, that's not the only answer. And I wouldn't call them lone wolves. I would go along with the Attorney General in saying that we should all look at them as lone rats.
Okay, but I mean, do you see the mental illness aspect of this, that somebody, or is it something different that when somebody is converted to something like this?
No, I do
think,
process. Yeah, it is a huge process. In some cases, there have actually been instances where mental illness was a problem. The family has reported that mental illness was a problem before they went into that, as any crime or conflict that happens with someone who's mentally ill. So it's part, but it's not all of it. I mean, there are some people who are just more susceptible to that kind of, they don't have anything else to go to, so they go towards something they're accepted by. But, I'm not the society expert.
Did you want to add to that, Ginger?
I'd just like to say that I think people are just easily convinced when it comes to something like that. If they're a young person, we're easily influenced. Our frontal cortex of our brain doesn't really complete its growth until around age 25. So young people are very susceptible to messages and images.
We've just gotten through a legislative session. You were quite successful there. What are you looking for in the next session when hopefully there'll be more money available?
Well, working toward decriminalizing the mentally ill, getting prosecutors to take the classes that we give out to give them a better understanding, getting law enforcement to take the classes and get involved in the CIT training.
What's CIT?
So that it's crisis intervention training. And a lot of our smaller rural counties can't afford to lose a person to go to the training. So if this at the state level, they could somehow have a fund that helps those counties get crisis intervention training. In the long run, if we get this out of the Department of Corrections, out of our local jails, the problem is at the legislature, if you don't save money in the same budget that you're giving a solution to, they don't necessarily act on it. But we need to recognize that Nevada is only as strong as our weakest link. So saving money at the municipal level, saving money in the Department of Corrections budget as opposed to health and human services.
I got to cut you off. We're out of time here. Thank you both very much. Important topic. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
The Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's factory-authorized clearance. Save big on unequaled Lazy Boy comfort and quality. With prices marked down on chairs, sofas, and sectionals. Save up to 50% on floor samples, closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, and more. Special financing available. Savings direct from our Lazy Boy factory to you. But get here soon. When they're gone, they're gone. Save up to 50% during the factory-authorized clearance. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're holding over Robin to join us here on the pundit panel. And we also have Howard Rosenberg, UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, and also a member of the Washoe County School Board, and Marsha Burt Bigler, Washoe County Commissioner, and she is currently the chairman. Pleasure to have you all here. So you guys on the school board went ahead and appointed your superintendent to be permanent.
Right.
And you got a lot of blowback from that.
We get a lot of blowback on everything. What difference does it make? We have a person who has demonstrated 3.5 years worth that she's able to do the job, not only able to do it, she does it beautifully. I see no reason to spend $100,000 to go out and find a bunch of people that I don't know and that I will only have an interview with for 5 minutes that doesn't tell me anything. Dorothy Gallagher. Mrs. Gallagher was quite active in politics and the state of Nevada taught me something a long time ago. When you get on a search committee, always remember, it's a crap game. You never know what you're going to get till they get here. Well, we've already got her here. She's a captive. She doesn't want to go, and she's doing a wonderful job.
Okay, Marsha, what do you think about the war that's going on between the Reno Gazette Journal and the school board?
So how do I politically correctly say that there's always a war going on between the Reno Gazette Journal and some elected body, or they're opinionated, which of course is my idea of a newspaper is it's supposed to report, not develop an opinion.
For those on the radio, Howard is shaking Marsha's hand.
So I guess I'm not surprised. I might disagree with some things that the school board has done also, but they're sitting there and they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay, for example, what do you disagree with?
I disagreed with them getting rid of the last superintendent, but I don't sit on the board, and so I guess, like a lot of other things, I have to say that's my personal opinion, that not necessarily based on the facts of what they were dealing with.
Okay, what came out of the legislative session, Robin, was with these bond rollovers to help both Washoe and Clark County school districts, but the reality is it's about half the money that they need. What do you think the public's appetite is going to be to go for new school bonds at either end of the state when they're going to be seeing the effects of the commerce tax on every business in the state, whether they have to pay it or not?
Well, I've said this many times on the show, and I guess I will continue to say it as you ask me. Government needs to convince the taxpayers and the voters that they're spending the money well. And until that happens, it's a very difficult thing to issue bonds. Now, I come from the treasurer's office for years and years, and issuing bonds was what I did. So issuing bonds for infrastructure needs is a very valid form of raising revenue. But when you have to go in front of the voters and you don't have a history of proving that you're spending money well, I'm not saying you're not, but you haven't proved it, it's going to be difficult.
Howard?
She's right. We need to be able to prove it. The problem is, with education particularly, you can't prove it tomorrow. It takes time to show that the gains that you hope are there are going to be made. We have a major problem. We do not have enough room for the kids. And our superintendent has said something that I think is marvelous, because parents are really scared about going to a full year or platoon system or whatever it happens to be. We have no intention of doing that unless, as Tracy Davis has said, she will not put a kid in danger by jamming too many kids in a school, and God forbid something were to happen, it would be a disaster. So we've got to be able to move back and forth with this. No one's made any decisions. It has to come to the board one way or another. We will discuss it as we have with everything else. We have some healthy disagreements. That's okay. We can walk out and still talk to one another.
Okay, Marcia?
Well, I'm going to serve on the committee that was structured through the legislature to look at what are we going to do with our facilities here in Washoe County. So I'm very anxious to serve on that committee because I have some opinions on what needs to be done, and having spent a great deal of time working on the issue in the past.
For example,
we have some schools that have asbestos in them, so that needs to be cleared up. We have some schools that need new roofs. Those things need to be cleared. So where's the money going to come from to do that? And I think transparency is a word that you hear lots of political people say, but the fact of the matter is, when you're talking about schools and children, the board, the Washoe County Board, School Board, needs to be much more transparent in how it's spending its money. And I don't think they've done a very good job of doing that. I'm hoping that they are improving, but I don't think they've historically done a good job, and I think that's exactly the point Robin was making, that until you prove to the people that you've got X number of dollars and this is what you're doing with it, you're going to have problems.
Let me have
bonds.
Robin come in, and then you can respond.
But proving to the people is not a one-time marketing effort.
It isn't.
It is an ongoing effort, and it's hard for government to actually implement an ongoing marketing effort to show what they've done. And Washoe County School District has not done a good job. And in fact, I would say it was probably one of the prominent reasons why they are having this war with the newspaper.
Agreed.
Okay, how?
Bold with a capital B. Okay. Number one, there is an open checkbook that anyone can go to see exactly how the money is being spent, where it's being spent, at what point it's being spent, and even why it's being spent. Now, I don't like computers any more than anybody else does. However, all you've got to do is go online. It's right there in front of your noses. That's number one.
But wait, that's just not a moment. What public
wait
does.
Just a moment, please. I don't care what the public does. It's there. All they have to do is avail themselves of it. I am not leading them to the water and then pushing their nose down to make them drink. I don't do that. I teach. One of the things that you do when you teach is, it's there. Look for it. That's number one. Number two, the newspaper is really very simple. Yellow journalism. That's what this is, with a capital Y and a capital J. I have no patience with them at all. They need to report. They need to be journalists, not columnists. I don't care about their opinions. I'll make my own opinion. Give me the information I need. Then I'll make my own opinion. And if I'm wrong, I will apologize.
Okay. Marcia?
Well, finally, I would just say that it's one thing to say the information is there. It's another thing to say the people have access to it. Because if it's on the computer, a lot of people will just say, wait a minute, how do I get this information? They won't know how to get it. They may go on. We have a very good website at the county. And yet people still call me up and say, how do I find such and such? And the people have a right to know. It is, after all, their money.
But they call her up and ask. All they have to do is call Washoe County. They'll walk them through it.
The university has a great marketing and logistics program. I would suggest that perhaps you take one of the classes. Marketing is not self-serve. It is putting the information out there so it is easily known and accessible.
That's
Excuse me. We have normally intelligent people. That means that you go and find what you're looking for. You do not wait for it to be given to you.
Okay,
That's the way you lose a democracy.
Okay, Howard, but in the last call here, I would say to you that if people are having problems finding this information...
Call me.
And they may want to call you, but that may be the thrust of your marketing, which is to tell people where they can find the information.
That's exactly right.
Because if it's there... Then they can
I
find
will
it.
Share that.
That's
with,
where we have to leave it. We will be
you
right back on Nevada Newsmakers
getting
right
started.
After this time.
Okay,
out.
Kids.
No.
At Dollar Loan Center, the word no is a good thing. No collateral required. No prepayment penalties. No application fees. And best of all, no checking account required. When banks say no, we say yes. Getting a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 from us is a no-brainer. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Now more than ever, Fiat of Reno has even more ways to make buying a Fiat a no-brainer. For starters, how about a new Fiat Pop for just $13,995? That's our lowest price for a 2015 Fiat Pop with front-wheel drive and gets up to 40 miles per gallon highway. Or how about saving up to $5,000 off a new Fiat 500L? That's right, $5,000. And if that's not enough, we're also offering 0% APR for 60 months on all models. Take it from me, if you test drive a Fiat, you'll buy a Fiat.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
He likes to be comfortable.
And she likes things to look nice.
Can't we have both?
We can help you out and give you added savings.
How?
It's coupon time again at RC Willie.
Enjoy over $5,000 in coupon savings. Save up to $200 on stylish sofas and sectionals, including leather and reclining sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save up to $500 on dining and bedroom sets. Find coupons in-store and at rcwillie.com. RC Willie, your home, your way.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.